Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. Your job, should you decide to accept it, is to discover a brand new album of music for solo piano by Lalo Schifrin, with pianist Miriam Conti. That opening music was, of course, the theme from the original TV series Mission Impossible, which ran from 1966 until 1973, and that theme music was by Lalo Schifrin, though this piano arrangement was done especially for this album. Argentinian pianist, composer, and conductor Lalo Schifrin is familiar to film buffs, jazz fans, and concertgoers alike, or at least his music is. He's written more than 100 scores for film and television, including, of course, Mission Impossible, Cool Hand Luke, Bullet, Dirty Harry, The Cincinnati Kid, Rush Hour, to name just a few. As a young man in Argentina, Lalo Schifrin received classical training in music. He then went to the Paris Conservatory in the early 1950s, where he studied with people like Olivier Messiaen. At the same time, he became a professional jazz pianist, composer, and arranger, playing and recording in Europe. When Schifrin returned to Buenos Aires in the mid-1950s, he formed his own big concert band. It was during a performance of this band that Dizzy Gillespie heard Schifrin play and asked him to come become his pianist and arranger. In 1958, Schifrin moved to the United States, and the rest is history. Schifrin has actually composed more than 60 classical works, including two piano concertos, two guitar concertos, a clarinet concerto, violin concerto, and quite a few pieces of orchestral or ensemble pieces. On the 8th of November, 2016, Schifrin was presented with the Commander of Arts and Letters by the French Ministry of Culture. He's won 5 Grammy Awards with 22 nominations. He's made a mark. Here is his Tango del Atardecer. Almost all of the music in this album was either composed or arranged for Miriam Conti, who is the featured pianist. In the album liner notes, Lalo Schifrin says, "The three movements of the jazz sonata take, as a point of departure, the style of a musical language that is extremely complex. Public perception is that jazz is very simple, far from being the classical music of America. George Gershwin, Aaron Copland, and Gunther Schuller all tried to make excursions into the jazz idiom, but they didn't fully understand how to approach it because they're not jazz musicians. On the other hand, Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, and John Coltrane were experts. This is the foundation of the jazz sonata. That was from the first movement of the jazz sonata. This album also has two works based on Argentinian folk dances, Danza de los Montes from the northeast part of Argentina, and Pampas, which reflects the landscape of the flatlands in Argentina. Here is the opening of the fleet-fingered Danza de los Montes. Thank you. In contrast to the Jazz Sonata and other pieces on this album, the delightful set of theme and 10 variations is based on an original theme, and then each variation is inspired by a different composer or style. It's a piece where Schifrin decided to travel through time and touch upon many different eras. Schifrin wrote in the liner notes, "I explored the possibilities of traveling in time by making the theme majestic, and the variations paraphrase different styles from Mozart, Beethoven, Bartok, Stravinsky, and Schifrin." Here's the opening theme and the first variation. Sometimes there's nothing better in music than something really simple. Argentinian-born pianist and Yamaha artist Miriam Conti is a prolific recording artist. She's made more than 20 recordings covering a huge range of music, including many contemporary and Argentinian composers. Her recording of the music of Benjamin Lease received an award for Best Recording of Contemporary Music by the International Piano Magazine that was in 2008. More recently, she was awarded Spain's Albéniz Medal. If you ever have a chance to hear her live, do so. It is an absolute treat. Here she is with Lalo Schifrin's Tango a Borges. Thank you. You have been listening to music by Lalo Schifrin and performances by pianist Marion Conti. While both of them have lived in the United States for many years, their shared Argentinian heritage helps create a special musical bond and an especially wonderful album. It's on the Grand Piano label, catalog number GP776. The album ends with an absolutely lovely little piece called Lullaby for Jack, which Schifrin wrote for his grandson. Schifrin wrote to Marion Conti saying, "Since Jack is now 17 months old, I would not like to wait until he is married with children to offer him the lullaby. So my suggestion is for you to record it now if you can, and as soon as you have the CD, please send it to me so I can give it to him." I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.